Yes, hi, hello. My name is Walter. I'm calling from the opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Kenneth?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I'm not with the union anymore. They're kind of a supply worker. I've been working with them for like 4 years. Yeah, the Russians in, and they don't like Hawaiian workers, and that's why all the Hawaiians like are hardly working, and we're all on the bench for years paying dues for nothing, paying everybody's amount, and we barely can't even survive. And what is the union doing for us? Nothing.
All right. So your opinion will be really important. To start, how many years have you worked in the menswear industry?
Probably 30.
Like 30 years? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your primary branch of the trade?
The union is only a year here, work another, you know, skip a year, work a couple months here. Yeah, in 30 years, only short terms on with the union. We got to do everything else out here to survive. Like, the union doesn't take care of us.
Right.
The taxes kill us. After a 40-hour week, we bring home, what, $900? What is $900? We can't even pay the rent, you know, by the end of the month. Can't even put gas.
Right. Looks like your opinion will be really, really important to us.
Yeah. I mean,
what is your
driving test? And us out here are, you know, we cannot even get welfare to even eat.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to check with our union because are we paying money for it? For them drive Teslas and we can't barely even afford our insurance, our gas. You know, so you guys got to do a checkup on the union because they're not taking care of the Hawaiians in Hawaii.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And may I know what is your primary branch of the trade? Is that mason, helper, or finisher, PCC, restoration?
Yeah, I'm a marble mason, installer, fabricator, you know, all custom work. I do it in the islands, and, yeah, I take jobs nobody want to do. So, you know, I see myself as I do Hiltons, Marriott's, and, you know, Hyatt, you know, all those hotels I've been up my whole life, and,
I know what is your primary branch of the trade? Is that stone mason, tile, marble finisher, brick layer, refractory, a brick layer, tile setter, plasterer?
Or MM, marble mason. Yeah, that's what my card says. I'm a marble mason, MM.
Stone mason, okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, a apprentice, finisher, or helper?
My uncle was a foreman, and I was his right-hand man. Yeah, like, I always, I run jobs and everything on this island. Like, yeah, I was the youngest to run, like I said, for the union. I was 25. I did a Marriott Colina job.
So you are a foreman or an apprentice, finisher, or helper?
No, I'm a chain, the top of the food chain on the, in this union.
Journey level mechanic, improver, finisher, helper.
They do it from the ground up. I'm ground up. Yeah, we take jobs ground up and we do it.
Okay, so on the last job that you worked on, were you, which is a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or helper, improver?
Journeyman, right under the foreman.
Okay.
I was the lead. Yeah, he's lead stone cutter.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Not at the moment. Haven't had any work. Well, I've been trying to, I do my own tile business, but haven't even worked in the last 6 months.
Okay, now how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, or if any?
Yeah, I haven't collected any unemployment in about the last, I'd say, 10 years. It was just, I haven't made enough hours, never made enough hours.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yes, and I'm about to go non-union again because I cannot stay home and do nothing. I got to pay my rent, and the union doesn't even call you, even check if you're alive. So yes.
Okay, and yes or no,
only
in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah, they only call you in your past 3 months. That's the only thing they do for you. They call you and tell you, you're behind in your dues. But you haven't supplied me in work in how many years?
And you still want me to pay dues? How do I do that when I can't afford to pay rent?
Okay, and why did you consider dropping your union membership?
I'm still in the union. I'm still paying for nothing. I pay for the Teslas they're driving in the office.
Okay, and why did you consider dropping your union membership?
I'm about to drop it because I ain't about to pay another how many years and I ain't got real work. No steady work, nothing. You work and what, you can't even make unemployment?
So you're not able to pay? That's the reason? Do you have considered dropping your union membership and not able to pay?
Pretty much. I'm going to drop it soon because, I mean, shit, I'm paying for everybody else and I didn't get any money out of this.
Okay, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as where this time last year?
No, companies are taking over and...
So you think there will be more construction projects, fewer construction projects, same number as this time last year? Or do not know?
I would say there might be some work, but they're not calling us to work.
Construction projects? Okay. Now, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same, but they're not giving them to the locals.
Okay, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Get too much shady workers, they're getting all the jobs because they're the ones fucking ass on the list. And us guys that have been in the trade for 30 years, we're the guys on the bottom. That's just how it goes.
Okay, again, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Let's just say, when I was in the union, all the apprentices are now journeymen. And tell me how you get to a journeyman when you don't even run a job. You haven't even run a big job yet, and they're promoting all these guys to journeymen, and they don't even have experience. I don't understand. And they're getting paid the same money
as us. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Yep. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.
Roger.